The short answer is that in 1993, when I was 29, I was diagnosed with throat cancer. There are lots of reasons people get throat cancer. I was not one of the people who had any of the, like, I didn't smoke. I was not an alcoholic. A lot of the reasons that people get this type of cancer, I didn't fall into those categories. My doctor told me at the time that with every disease, there's 5% of the people that the diagnosis is other, and I was other. And so I ended up having surgery that removed about 40% of my voice box. I didn't know at the time if I was ever going to be able to speak again, which was a really terrifying thing to have made a life as a reporter and to be wondering if you'd be able to talk. But obviously I was able to talk. I just ended up with this raspy voice that some people find appealing. Some people find a couple of my friends have called me obscene phone caller in training. You know, some people find it sort of off-putting, at least twice a week, ever since in the last 20, however many years it's been, somebody will ask me if I have a cold or if I'm okay. But this is my voice, and I've had to learn to work with it and live with it. And in some ways, it has turned out to be an advantage. I can't yell across the room anymore. So I'm not the type of person who's going to be in a locker room, you know, shouting out questions or at a press conference, hollering at the governor or whatever it is. I have to find other ways to do my job. And what I've found is that where I am better is in more intimate settings, when I'm close up with somebody and just the fact of being close to somebody, you know, in a physical space or just in a quieter setting, brings a different vibe to the interview and makes people think in a different way. And I feel like in a much more enriching and powerful way for the kinds of stories I like to do. And so just the fact that people have to pay attention to listen to me and that they have to kind of get in close sometimes, I think has turned out to be advantageous in the type of stories that I like to do. Now, would I rather have my old voice back? Yeah. But I've found ways to work with what I got.
What were you like before you lost part of your voice?
It's funny. I had much more of a Southern accent. There's one tape of me with my old voice. Back before, just before all this happened, I made a videotape for my mom for Christmas one year. And we still got it. And you can hear my old voice on it. And I sounded much more country than I do now. Although not nearly as Southern as a lot of my relatives, like especially the older folks in my family. I think TV sort of leveled out a lot of Southern accents when you started hearing that sort of flat Midwestern accent on television. That sort of dampened a lot of Southern accents, I think. So people in my family sounded a lot more Southern than even I did back then. But I sounded much more Southern than I do now.